Let's go to Brooke Summers. Brooke's only got a small team, but they're running well, and she's got Sovereign Air returning in the race today. Morning to you, Brooke.
Hi, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. As I say, you've got a small team, but you, what's the name of the horse there? Ran on Sunday and won.
Repentant.
Repentant, that's it. It's it's put together a couple of really nice runs now.
Yeah, she's a lovely little filly. She's really just learned how to win. When we took her down to Nowra, she really hit the line strongly, and she's just gone from strength to strength from that. She's really gained in confidence, and she was always going to win when she lined up at Scone. Paul galloped her here the other day, and he was really confident about how she galloped. And, we were quietly confident about sending her out there, and she's done very well since the run. Paul galloped her yesterday, and we're a sneaky on for Saturday as well. So it's good to have horses that are consistent.
Okay. Where's she entered Saturday?
Kembla,
okay.
Class 2.
Yeah, well, off the form that she's showing, she's capable enough. What about the one today, first up, Sovereign Air?
A lot of people have been asking me about whether or not he's going to win. And, how long's a piece of string? I'm really happy with the horse and how he's been going. But with all of this wet weather and the grass tracks being closed for gallop, I haven't been able to get in as much work to him as I would have liked. So it's really up to his class this afternoon. He's got more class than them, so we'll just see what happens.
Well, we know what he's capable of. I mean, he's only lightly raced for a six-year-old, as we know, but he's always putting in, isn't he?
He's a lovely horse. He's a gentleman to have in the stable, and anyone can ride him. He's the best every time you get on him. But his legs are a little bit, how's your father? And we have to look after them. And it's one of those things, you know, you want to put enough work into them to make sure they're fit enough. But if you give them too much, then you're going to jar them up. So, but as I said, with having the grass tracks being closed, we've only been able to gallop on the sand. And the sand is a wonderful surface when it's wet, but it does have that extra bit of firmness and jar in it. And look, I know the horse is going to run a great race. He's been eating up. He looks incredible. But whether or not he's going to have enough zip and petrol at the end of that 1400 first up, because it's been a long time since he trialed. I guess we're only going to know it, I guess, 5:15 this afternoon.
Yeah, understand. I guess, can Paul King help you a little bit just with the way the horse is? And look, you've drawn alongside the horse we've just been talking about, a Point Percy. You're okay in this race over the 1400?
Yeah, I would say so. Look, I think he's got the class, and he's certainly got an excellent first up record.
Yeah.
Paul has got a plan, and I always leave it in his capable hands. I don't really give him too many instructions. He's got more years of experience at planning and organising races than I do. So when he looks at the speed map and tells me what he's going to do, I say, okay.
Go for it, yeah.
And he's never let me down. He always rides a decent race, and whatever we've discussed prior to the races to what he's planned, it always goes exactly as he's predicted.
Yep,
so
okay.
I'm pretty confident in his confidence in the horse.
Well, it sounds like you've done as much as you can, and it's now up to the horse whether he's got enough fitness, as you say, to be a strong late. We're on a good four today. That's one good thing.
Yeah, look, I wouldn't have minded if it was a little softer. He certainly handles a rain-affected surface, and because he comes in so much lower at the weights than he has done in previous starts, that's got to hang in his favour as well. So as much as I said I'm not confident, I'm also a little bit confident as well. So if there's punters out there, you could go a cheeky each way.
Yep, understand. Good luck, Brooke. Hope Sovereign Air runs well for you today.
I hope so too. Thanks for the call.